Hey, friends. In this podcast, we talk about the show Hey Dude, which ran from 1989 to 1991 on Nickelodeon, and then for a long time in syndication. You can find it on Amazon or iTunes or stream it on Paramount Plus. It's a great show. You should definitely watch it along with us, but you do not have to. Also, we often say some naughty words in this show, so just be prepared. Hold on, I have to show you something. Hang on. Okay, Brandon got these glasses so that you can lay down and read a book or watch TV. See how they are? They're like,
what? Those are wild.
They're ridiculous.
So they're like periscopes or something?
Yeah, they're like periscope glasses. And they're ridiculous. And the most fun thing in the world is just putting them on and trying to throw things to people or like like do anything. And so we've been having a lot of fun putting these on. And like Sam and I came up with a game where we try to throw a hat and get it to land on the other person's head. And then we like upped it by putting these on to do it.
Ooh.
It's very fun. I wish we had had this game when you were here.
Oh, damn.
I know. Next time, when you come in the spring, we'll play hat game.
That sounds good.
Your depth perception gets way thrown. It's very funny.
That's a very good invention. I didn't know those existed.
Not, though. It's like the kind of invention that would be created by a guy who just likes making inventions. Like the guy from Jury Duty who makes chair pants. It's like that.
I did not watch all of Jury Duty. Really nervous to tell you.
That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. I'm just surprised.
I don't like keeping secrets. And that's a big secret.
How many episodes did you watch?
Two.
Yeah, you may need to watch more. But okay. You don't have to.
Well, thank you. Thank you for putting it back on my radar. What platform was it on?
Is it on Amazon Freevee, which is like you can get to it through Prime. Anyway, hi, how are you? I know we just talked about it, but now we're going to like podcast. But
now we're going to do it on the air.
Hello.
Live on air.
Live with about 3 week delay, probably four to five week delay live. And then depending on when you find this podcast in the internet archives or from space one day, it could be years, decades, centuries even. Hello, aliens.
Oh, my gosh.
Robot overlords.
I really hope there's somebody out there who is like, who really is curious about what nostalgia is. I don't know. I feel like this is an entry point for that.
It is. And I'm also doing a pretty decent job training ChatGPT about Hey Dude.
Oh my gosh. It came up with really good questions for our horse interview.
I did a little bit more ChatGPTing today that I can share on this episode.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Maybe I need to come up with a segment name for it. Oh, you know what? Maybe we can live ask ChatGPT for a name for the segment. Let's see, see how things go.
Let it name itself.
Yeah. That's what it's there for. Welcome to Yay Dude. It's a Hey Dude Rewatch podcast, and I'm Teresa.
And I'm Jess.
And we just went to Tucson.
We did. We're pretty much fresh back in our home saddles.
Home saddles. Home saddles is like home snakes.
Yep. How is the snake that I got for your son?
Oh my God. He loves it. He is super into the fact
that we should specify that it's a stuffed animal snake.
It's a stuffed animal snake. It has a wire in it so he can like pose it. And he's very into it. And he also took it with him to Target and was sneaking it into mannequin hands.
Gosh, I love your kids so much. And it makes me so happy to finally know him.
And then he was untying the mannequin shoes. And Brandon had to tell him to stop. But it's a pretty good prank.
That's a very good prank as pranks go.
Yeah.
Literally no one is harmed except for the person who may or may not notice it one day.
Right. Or who, you know, their boss says, hey, go retile the mannequin shoes. In which case, as somebody who has worked in, I haven't really worked in retail, but I've worked in jobs where, like, I don't want to do other stuff. If somebody said your mm-hmm. job for the next 20 to 30 minutes is to go retie mannequin shoes, oh my God, I'd be so happy.
Great.
You don't have to talk to anybody. You just walk around and tie shoes. So I feel like he mm-hmm. sort of did a service for somebody. I was thinking how we were in Tucson, and I was wondering if you wanted to take a trip to Corrections Trough where you're the mm-hmm. one who gets in the trough.
Oh.
It's not really a correction so much, but you forgot to say something in the last episode.
Okay, kids, I have to make some trofferings in that I did not include all of the information from the Tanque Verde Ranch that I acquired.
The most relevant information.
There were two really important bits of information that I was, for some reason, not embarrassed at all to ask the woman at the front desk.
Well, I was embarrassed. if that helps.
I could tell. And I don't know what was going on that day, but I just got up there and I asked two questions when we were at checkout. And one was, do you provide mail service here?
At checkout, she asks. Not at check-in.
Because we often ask ourselves, really, do customers at this ranch, the Bar None, get mail as often as they are sorting mail for customers? They do. And also, it's very cute because at the lobby front desk, they have an old-timey mail slot situation from a very old post office.
Yes.
But that's not what they use to deliver to sort the mail.
No.
But
rest assured, it was accurate to an extent in the show.
Yes. And B, I asked the very important question, do you have a rival ranch? And she paused for a moment because that's not an everyday question. No. And she thought to herself, yes, we do. It's the White Stallion Ranch.
We think
Twin Peaks Road. Yeah. I am pretty sure it is the White Stallion Ranch across town. And
we asked
what we know.
We asked because you mm-hmm. and I that night recorded their back episode. And it would have been a good mm-hmm. time to mention that. But you know what? We were so jazzed about our trip to the mall and all of the pool halls in Tucson that we forgot.
Totally and completely. It was a really wild ride.
It was the weirdest day.
It was the weirdest day. I do have to say that my literal ride with Honey was the opposite of a wild ride.
She was so slow and careful going downhill.
She was so gentle.
She has a spot reserved in heaven.
Yeah. Thanks, Luis.
My ride on Whiskey was a little, what's the word for riding on something that seems inebriated?
I think spicy. is the word that comes to mind. It was a bit of a spicy ride.
Spicy.
A tipsy-topsy-turvy ride.
It was a little wobbly, yeah. But it was a great, 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 great time. Unbelievable.
I tell you, though.
Let me put my, I got my Chanky Verde hat right here.
Ah, nice.
I got so much merch. So much merch.
Riding horses there, though, made me want to just be around horses all the time. And I am so excited for this episode.
Yes.
That we got to watch in person together with Sam, the child, and the husband as well.
Yes.
When I cruised up to California on my way home, I stopped and we watched a Hey Dude.
We did. It was awesome. It was a really...
It made me so glad.
I know, me too. It was such a sweet episode and I totally forgot about it and then immediately remembered about it when we were watching it and how impactful it was for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very well done. And Clifford Fagan, right?
Yeah, that's what I am double checking on.
We assumed we assumed while we were watching it that this was a Lisa episode because it was very sweet. It was about Brad. It was not hijinks and troughings, but it was not a Lisa.
I'll tell you the summary.
Okay.
Brad learns the true meaning of Christmas from her friendship with a disabled boy.
Yep.
I think that sums it up. Would you have preferred me not to ask awkward questions at checkout?
No, I loved it.
Okay. The level of embarrassed that you were was not to the exclusion of it happening.
No, certainly.
Is that a
not.
Sentence?
Yes. I mean, I get it. No, it was like I'm so glad it happened. It was funny and I was loving it. But I was just like, this is so awkward. In the best way.
It makes me so happy be able to bring the awkward.
You've talked about that on this show before, that the thing that you like about handshakes is not giving them because it's awkward. And so when the pandemic happened and people agreed to not handshake, like that took away your ability to make a situation awkward and that sucked for you. It's so good.
Also, just the pandemic in general, like, really limited the amount of awkward interaction. This road trip, it really brought it back.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Jess's catchphrase and well known throughout college is that when Jess meets somebody, she'd say, "Hi, what's your deal?" So what's your deal?
Yeah.
And it is I think it catches people off guard in a very lovely way. It's not off-putting. It's just awkward in the sense of it's unexpected. And I think that's how I felt about the questions at the ranch.
Yeah.
It was just unexpected. It didn't fit the cultural norms, but it did not it didn't overstep them in a way that was bad. You know?
Oh, I feel like that's my vibe.
Yeah, this is your
doesn't
vibe.
Doesn't fit cultural norms, but doesn't is not off-putting about it.
Right. I agree. That's your whole thing. Anyway.
So, listen, the synopsis on IMDb is different from the synopsis that I just read you. This one says, while Melody sets up a Christmas in July with Danny, Buddy, and Jake, Brad visits a ranch that helps handicapped kids.
Right.
So
I wonder when that was written.
I did want you to know that.
We don't really...
When it was written?
When that synopsis was written, because we don't really say handicapped kids anymore.
No.
But
I don't know how often IMDb is updated.
there are some guests in this episode. Can I read you their names?
Please.
Susan Sindelar plays Cindy. She is best known for Love You Tomorrow and The Woman in the Moon and mass shooting monologues in 2022.
Eek.
And yeah, she's back doing stuff on screen. She took a break since 1996.
Oh, you know what I should say?
Mm-hmm.
Last we talked, the writer's strike had just ended when, like, we were finishing up season three, and now the actor's strike has ended. So I feel good again about talking about television. So hooray, and good for this lady. Promote away, lady.
Yeah. Jeffrey Crassaw plays Buck. Brent Rock plays Wayne. Billy Flick plays the delivery man.
Oh.
And Garrett Lewis plays Bobby.
He's so cute.
He is so flipping cute. He was also in Empty Nest
One episode. Man, I loved that show. It came on after Golden Girls, and they were in the same universe. Like, there was crossover-y. Did you watch Empty Nest?
I am looking at it, and it does not look familiar.
I think he might have lived in, like, the same development, like, the, like, old man area of this, like, Floridian, like, 55-plus community. I think that's what the crossover was. And then he was in some episodes of Golden Girls, I think. Anyway, it was a great show.
Huh.
So good for Bobby.
For Bobby.
What do you think about pressing play?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Okay. We don't know what ride she said came from, but it's okay.
Yeah. I am looking through the comments on Hey Dude Reviewed, seeing if anybody there knows. He does not seem to address it in the content of the blog.
Well, we can ask Lisa. She'll know.
Oh, but Andy Watson replied in August this year. Fun fact, the building used as Trot, the center for the disabled kids, in this episode is actually just the building at the Real Yankee Verity Guest Ranch where guests go to meet the Wranglers for guided ride.
We went there.
We were in
on
that,
a guided
we
ride.
We were there.
It looks, I am a little so bit excited. They have hundreds of horses at the Yankee Verity Ranch. Everybody needs to know there are hundreds. It's incredible. So I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Horse girl dream.
Oh, I'm surprised about that. I need confirmation from this from somebody that's not just a guy who commented.
Well, we're going to be able to watch this episode too. And
we'll say,
you know.
Yeah.
Well,
things
be able
look
to see.
A little different now than they probably did back then, though.
They did a lot of updates. We open on a teal cowboy hat. I had imagined that this was the hat that they were going to buy for each other at the end of the Battle of 100 Bucks.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, this is the hat that I had imagined.
It looks like she got it at Claire's.
Mel tries it on and it doesn't suit her.
No, because it's a teal cowboy hat. Is it teal or is it turquoise? Can I tell you, I really beefed it because Sam's...
Did you?
Yes, because Sam's team, his soccer team jersey is teal. They were the teal team. Mm-hmm. And I made them a logo, like a little graphic with frog on it. They were the teal Rocky Froggies. And they came up with that. Didn't come with the name. And I think I made the logo turquoise.
I don't know what turquoise
as a color is meant to be, because turquoise as a gemstone is 7 million different colors of gemstone.
Well, that's, you're saying that as like a rock expert, though.
Yeah. And so I'm saying I don't use the color turquoise in my day to day,
since I don't know what it is.
Well, to the layperson who's not a former rock expert or current rock expert, I don't know how up to date you are with your rock facts, but to the layperson, I really only think of one color of the turquoise stone, and it's the color that I would call turquoise. This is the hard-hitting journalism that's going to win us that Peabody.
We are 45 seconds in to the episode. So anyway, maybe we should just keep going.
Let's keep going. The hat looks like she got it at Claire's, but they're all enamored with it. And she and Brad are enamored with it, even though it's pretty hideous. And then a horse comes?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Brad gets a delivery, and she thinks that it's going to be driving, but it's a horse.
Because they do get mail delivery there.
Yeah.
And it's a horse.
But it's a horse. It's an early Christmas present from her family.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and send her a whole ass horse. And it's the prettiest flipping horse.
Absolutely. And I think Brad is a very good example of how it is possible to be spoiled and not a brat. She's a very nice person and she is appreciative in things, but she is spoiled. They do shower her with things like a horse. That's for Christmas in July.
Yeah, which is where Melody gets this idea for Christmas in July.
Yeah, so Melody gets the idea for Christmas in July, and she brings a clipboard to the trough and talks to the boys about all of the work they have to do because she's throwing Christmas in July. While Brad is riding her beautiful new horse, whose name is what? Charisma, that's right. Charisma.
Yeah.
And
we would call her Riz nowadays.
Oh, yes. She's so happy about this horse, as she should be. Gorgeous horse.
Got that brilliant Kelly Brown smile.
She was clearly actually loving riding this horse.
Mm-hmm. Jake makes a little joke about daylight saving time. And it was interesting because we celebrated that day while we were in Arizona. And yet Arizona doesn't celebrate.
They do not. We were there for the changeover. And they do not change over. And so it wasn't until I landed in my plane that I was affected by the time change, not in the middle of the night like most people are.
And I just had to drive across a border and it was a different time.
Right.
Very weird.
Yeah, our time change came from distance that weekend and not from the government.
Mm-hmm. So Melody puts Jake in charge of entertainment.
Yeah, he's got tubs.
Yeah.
Okay, and now, like, the next scene, we never figured it out why it happened. Yeah, let's go to the next scene, which is at, like, 5-ish minutes.
Here we are with Mr. Ernst loading up a truck.
Yeah, and when we watched this together with you, me, Sam, and my husband, we didn't know why they ended up where they were going. It looks to me like Brad and Mr. Ernst are going to donate some old horse shit. Not shit, but like horse blankets and yes. such. And
saddles and assault.
Like. Yes, to a riding school. Saddles, bridles, etc. And yeah, an assault lick. And then Mr. Ernst does a weird lick on it, which I did enjoy, though, that this show is where I learned what a salt lick was. And it is why I was so interested in licking that salt lick at the Tanque Verde.
You really wanted to get in on that.
Because of this episode. Because of this. I remember it now.
That tickles me.
Yeah.
They've got a branded blue pickup truck with a Bar None Ranch logo on the side, which is kind of cool.
It is pretty cool. This one really came flooding back to me. And now I'm trying to look at the place where they drive up and see if this looks like the ranch. Now, I know they did a bunch of renovations on the Tanque Verde since the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be hard for us to tell, but let's try to figure it out. Because they roll up to this place called Trot. And give me a minute because I want to talk about Trot.
On Hey Dude Reviewed blog, there was a comment from somebody that said that this scene at Trot takes place on the Tanque Verde Ranch.
I'm not sure.
And in the corral where we spent time.
I don't know. That's hard to... I'm just not sure. We have to ask Lisa. Anyway, so they roll up to Trot, and the woman there is telling Brad and Mr. Ernst about what they do, and I want to tell you about it because I looked it up.
Yeah.
It is a real organization, and it's awesome. I, wish we had known about it when we were there. Trot stands for Therapeutic Riding of Tucson. Was established at its current location in 1986, but it started in the 70s. It's an 18-acre property. They have 17 trained equine partners. Equine.
You can say it however you want.
Anyway, so here's what they do. They have been making a difference in the lives of children, adults, and veterans living with disabilities for 48 years. It was co-founded in 1974 by a physical therapist and an equine specialist as an alternative to traditional therapy approaches. Trot began providing services to individuals with disabilities. It was one of the first programs of its kind in the United States. It continues to be a leader in innovative and therapeutic therapies by maintaining a distinguished title of a premier accredited center by the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship. Or PATH International. Anyway, they've served thousands of individuals living with disabilities. It's dedicated to empowering the most vulnerable individuals to move in a world where capabilities surpass the sense of inability through the power of horses. And it's the coolest.
Yes.
It's the coolest. The woman in the show, the character who plays the Trot lady.
Cindy.
She talks about it as... You know, like for kids who can't walk, they get to feel walking when they sit on top of a horse and like experience this world. And it's just awesome. Like it's just so sweet. And I was so excited to find out it was a real organization. And that did all it also brought up one of my favorite things, which is what I couldn't figure out is Trot, Therapeutic Riding of Tucson, that is such a perfect acronym. Like, when an acronym just really works out to the point, like, I can't tell if this is an acronym or a backronym, right? Backronym meaning they came up with the acronym and then they backwards mapped it to make it make sense. And so then I got on Wikipedia, and this is not going to be a WikiTIA. But I did look at backronyms on Wikipedia because there are some good ones out there. And then there's like some false etymologies where we think something's a backronym, but really it's probably not. SOS, people say it came from Save Our Ship or Save Our Souls. And I'm like, no, it's just because it's really easy and quick to do in Morse code. I love acronyms and backronyms so much that I asked my friend ChatGPT. I want to read you the exchange. I wanted to come up with an acronym for our show. And so I said, ChatGPT, what is a good four-letter acronym for a podcast about the 90s show Hey Dude? And it gave me some. It was like, how about YD90 for y'all dudes 90s? And I said, please try something else. And it said, sure, how about HD 90 for Hey Dude 90s. Like, okay, well, that's just like almost Christine and David's podcast. So no.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't think it has to have the words Hey Dude in it or 90s. It could be an acronym about horses. And then it said, got it. How about Nay? And but it's spelled N-E-H-H for Neighing Equestrian Hilarity Hour. And then I said, that's pretty good. And it said, I'm glad you like it. If you have any more requests or need further assistance, feel free to let me know. Happy podcasting.
Thank you so much for telling me all about Trot. I'm so glad to know a little bit more about the real organization.
I know.
Horses really are such a powerful tool in empowerment. I love them so much.
Yeah, and I got to admit to you on the trip that I was a little bit afraid of them. I've ridden them, mm-hmm. you know, but I am always a little bit cautious around them. And it was nice, though. Those horses were very well behaved. And then watching this episode, and I also have a friend who does horse therapy, and I know that they really are quite the amazing creature, and they help a lot of people. And this was a very sweet episode.
So Brad's having a chat with a little kid who's sitting on the stairs, and he says that he's just watching. He's a friend. And she's kind of flipping out because she does not know how to process this whole situation. She's uncomfortable.
Yeah. She like doesn't know how to be around people with disabilities and is like feeling so sorry for them. And it's mm-hmm. making her uncomfortable. Like she just feels guilty almost about not having a disability. And she's just very uncomfortable. Like it's clear she has not been around people with disabilities very much before. Like it feels like she's been taught to feel bad and sorry for them in a way that mm-hmm. is making this whole thing uncomfortable for her.
Yeah. And she's telling all of this to this, what, 8-year-old?
Yeah. And he's so cute.
He's so cute. And then an aide type person comes up with a wheelchair and asks if he's ready to go to lunch.
Yeah. And then she flips out
and runs away. Brad does, not yeah. the aide.
Yeah. yeah.
And she tells Mr. Ernest she's going to go wait in the truck, and she just hides out.
So I can't remember if it was this episode or when I was younger and there was a very amazing episode of Mr. Rogers, but the boy mentioned cerebral palsy, and I don't honestly mm-hmm. know if it was this show or the other that taught me about that, about cerebral palsy. I knew some kids who had CP mm-hmm. like at my school, but I didn't know the name for it or anything until this episode, and I just think that's such an impactful thing.
Yeah letting folks speaking the words, putting knowledge into brains.
Yes. And just it's a really good example when you think about things like this show, this episode, and little kids, why representation matters so much in media.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wins when there's representation. I'll just say it like that. Like, everybody wins.
1,000,000%.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, super good episode. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I also loved it because the next scene we have Jake on the tubs that he's constructed out of old tin cans, listening to his Walkman and jamming. Then something happens.
Something happens. The prankster herself, Melody, and then prankster junior, Buddy, and then I guess new prankster initiate, Danny, come up with a styrofoam cooler. And then you don't know what's going to happen because I guess they leave.
Yeah.
Brad then shows up and she feels terrible. She left in such a like a tizzy and she's so embarrassed that she was talking about people, kids with disabilities in front of a kid that she didn't know had a disability. And she's mortified. And then Jake is like, hey, he's just a regular kid. And she's like, how could you be like that? He's not. He has this horrible condition. He's like, I'm not insensitive. I'm just saying, like, he's a person.
That's the gist.
Yeah.
I really like how he's like, Brad, who storms off again. Yeah, he comes in, like, talks to her in a real way about why she's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he has the willingness to talk about things.
I like that this show did. I feel like I was really glad to see that Brad was uncomfortable and that she didn't know how to deal with her own discomfort because a lot of folks, myself included at points in my life, like you feel awkward and then you feel guilty and then you're uncomfortable and you don't know what to do and you just like, it's just good to name these things.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
that. That's what a lot of my short stories are about.
Mm-hmm. And then the cooler comes back because guess what it's full of?
Snowballs. Which somehow these kids made snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get into a big snowball fight in the middle of the desert.
Brad takes this conversation with Jake to heart, and she goes back to Trot by herself this time with Charisma. And the lady, Cindy, who works there, is like, Bobby has never gotten on a horse yet. Like, he's scared and he isn't ready to do it. And, you know, maybe one day. And so Brad, like the gorgeous, beautiful, amazing woman she is looks like an angel walking down the hill with her horse. She's learning about CP and why it's so amazing to get these kids up on horses. Mm-hmm. And that she thinks maybe one day Bobby will give it a shot.
Yeah.
He's scared. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Not
get on a big old horse like that.
Absolutely it is. Mm-hmm. If it's not something you've ever done before.
Yeah.
It's definitely. Even if it is something you've done before.
Yes, like me. I'm a little bit scared of horses too, like Bobby. But she brings Charisma up. And this is my favorite part of the episode. Aside from like the actual very sweet parts where poor Kelly Brown has to try to like shove this horse's face into Bobby's lap. So that he's like, he's so sweet. She's so sweet. Look. And then she's like grabbing her by the bridle and is like shoving her mouth. Anyway, Bobby like, gets to pet her.
Let this kid pet you.
Come on, Charisma.
And she looks so soft.
She does look soft. She's a very well-groomed horse.
Back at the bar none, Melody and Brad are stringing popcorn onto a string for the Christmas tree because Melody's stoked and Brad is not.
And they both have beautiful bows in their hair. Melody is so chirpy. Chirpy? Chipper is the word.
I think chirpy is fine. She's pretty chipper.
She's pretty chipper. And making a popcorn garland seems like a really pleasant activity. I would not mind doing.
Yeah, it really does.
Melody is super into mistletoe.
Yeah, hormone alert. Buddy enters. He's wearing a cowboy. No.
No.
A Santa hat.
Yep. It's going to be so Christmassy.
It's going to be Christmas AF.
And guess who's going to be pulling the sleigh?
Oak. Charisma.
No. These two gentlemen who are dressed as reindeer that I'm assuming they got the costumes out of Mr. Ernst's costume closet.
Yeah.
It's Jake and Danny.
Jake and Danny are arguing about who gets to be Rudolph. They are so flipping cute.
They're so cute. And then speaking of adorable, back at Trot with sweet, sweet Bobby, who is giving Brad a hard time and pretending that her little punch hurt him. And she's also wearing the bloody nipple shirt.
Oh God, it's so bad.
We've
talked about this shirt, right?
We've talked about this shirt. It was in the Lester the Alien episode.
Yeah.
It just looks like she got shot in the boobs.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate. They're drinking Coke Big.
Is that what we decided it was called? Coke Big or Cola Big?
Oh, excuse me. Cola Big. Cola Big.
Drinking Cola Big.
They have the same cups that they do on the trot that they do at the Bar None.
But guess what?
Yeah.
Clearly, like, Bobby has come to love and trust Brad. And guess what? He decides to get up on Charisma.
He is so excited.
It is so sweet. And I love it. And I really, we need to ask Kelly about this experience because it just looks truly wonderful. She's walking along the side of him, holding his back a little bit, make him feel comfortable. And they're just walking around with him. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's very sweet. And Bobby says, Brad, I have 4 good legs now. And she says, you sure do. And it's the darlingest.
Yeah. And then it's Christmas and they have chili pepper lights. And I love it and I love everything. Melody is so fashionable.
I don't know if that's the right word.
She has one of those denim skirts that's like tri-layered. Like it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a denim tutu. Got
tiered. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a big black elastic waistband.
Mm-hmm. Big bow with tinsel in it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where Kyle is.
Oh, good question.
He's been missing all up. Oh, there was a glimpse of the NPC. Betty. Mr. Ernst comes in. He's got a red cowboy penis hat and a Santa Claus suit and is just ho-ho-hoing around. I didn't mean it that way. Did Brad get everybody pictures of Brad?
Yeah. Yep, framed pictures of Brad. That is a very Ted move.
I think she got everybody picture frames, but wanted a better one than the stock ones. They are chumming it up so sweetly.
I love this cast. I love these 5 together.
Purposefully excluding Kyle, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's not very Christmassy.
New guys never are.
No. I love this group of 5. I think they seem, I've said it before, they're chummy. And I love it.
Yeah.
And they're passing out gifts and the acid wash, very, very holy shredded jeans that they give Jake. Are perfection.
And they're so good.
Jonathan Galkin, if high you're listening, do you still have those jeans?
Oh, good question.
They have a hole in the butt.
Yeah. So Jake gets everybody a star.
This might also be where I learned about the fact that people can do that as a gift.
Yeah. It's a pretty good gift.
Yeah.
And you know what Melody gets for Brad?
I do. It's so sweet.
It's a turquoise and or teal cowboy hat from Claire's.
And she gave it to her. Her hat.
Brad rocks it so much better than Melody does.
Does she?
I'm really happy. I think so.
I don't think either of them rock it at all.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no. The color is much better for Brad.
That's true.
Like, but it as also, a jewel tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits her head.
Does it? I thought it did not. I thought it was too much on top of her head.
Well, that's because she was wearing a headband. But doesn't she wear it in the final scene here, too?
I don't remember.
Wherein we learn that Brad has given Charisma to Trot.
She did. She was inspired by Melody's sweet gift, and she gave Charisma, her beloved Charisma, to Trot. Because the spirit of Christmas, of giving, and of love
and friendship. Yeah. And good job, Melody. So in the end, this episode was all about Melody.
Which is how she'd like it.
She's not wearing the hat in the final scene. The final scene, she's walking around with Bobby again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And they don't have the usual music at the end.
No, it's very beautiful, slower paced, sweet song. And inspired by the regular music. Clifford Fagan, nice job.
Fred did the directing on this one. Fine work. And yeah.
Love it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. How many cactuses do you give it? Horseshoes? Horseshoes do you give it?
In terms of cactuses and or horseshoes. Oh my gosh, I have so much love for this episode.
I know, me too.
Oh boy. I think I'm giving it 8.5.
That's what I was going to say. I feel really torn because I don't think this episode is representative of Hey Dude. Like as a whole, I feel when I think of Hey Dude, I think of more troughs. I think of more Ted. I think of certain things that were not in this episode.
Yeah, this is a very special
episode. It's a very special episode. There was some Melody and Brad interaction, but they weren't on screen together all that much. Mm-hmm. And so I feel weird to give it a score that's higher than some very iconic episodes of Hey Dude. But in terms of when I think about some formative knowledge, I think some of it came from this show, and this is one of those episodes. I'm going to give it an 8.5, and we'll just see if anything beats it. I loved it. It was very cohesive.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Good job. It was a nice one to watch with you and with Sam.
Yeah. Who I tried to get on tape about it.
I know. He always likes Melody, so I think this one didn't have enough Melody for him. He loves her. And he's just not going to be all in again until Ted's back. He misses Ted. Yeah. He talks about it a lot. When's Ted coming back? He does like Jake, but...
Jake's no Ted.
It's no Ted. Nobody's Ted. Anyway, it was a nice one. And I hope this is memorable for Sam one day too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's... I can't remember, I mean, except for... maybe Mr. Rogers, and I don't know if I saw that, like, any other kids' programming that addressed kids with disabilities to an audience of children, like, except for maybe Linda Ellerbee on Nick News sometimes.
Yeah, Nickelodeon. Linda Ellerbee. That's also another good example of representation and how important, like how good it is for everybody when we have people of all kinds in our media. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This was such a sweet, I loved it. I loved it. 100% love in my heart.
Yeah. I was looking out for missteps and... They use a little bit of outdated vocab, but that's why time has passed and we have different vocab now.
Right. It wasn't incorrect vocabulary at the time, right? Like, that was really the only thing. I mean, Jake did kind of talk about how him breaking his leg was a little bit the same. But in not exactly. Yeah. He just said he would have wheelchair races with his friend who has CP. So
yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. I am really happy to talk about it with you this week. And I love you so much. And you know who else I love is Joe Torres.
I do too. We did not see him at the pool halls. We did not see him at the mall.
We didn't see him on Tinder either.
No, I did do some matchmaking for you on Tinder. And I said, everybody sucks. And so I rejected everyone. I didn't like any of them. I don't like when your picture on Tinder is you in a mirror at the gym. I reject, reject, reject. No. I don't like that.
Tucson had some pretty slim pickings for a for an Art Witch podcast host. I think that's all my profile says about me.
It's a weird question to ask now, Jess, because we did look for him, but now that we have some like real life physical evidence of where he's not, where do you think Joe Torres is? Joe Torres, watch.
You know, he looked pretty good with a snowball in his hand. And he spent his formative years in that very hot state. I wonder if he took to the snowy realms.
Jess, you read my mind. Absolutely. And I'm going to take a step further. You know, we haven't seen Joe Torres in a while. Yeah. You know who else I've never seen? Santa.
Ooh.
Jess, could we have had a Santa Claus situation where Santa fell off a roof, Joe Torres found him, now he is in the North Pole and he is Santa? We can't see him. He's not allowed to be seen once a year.
Yeah.
You could listen for him. You could listen for him. You might hear Joe Torres' sleigh bells.
Well, he also did make a pretty good Rudolph. So I wonder if he like substituted in as a reindeer at some point. Like, that too is possible. That's I think the Santa thing is more likely.
Jesse,
but
I would be remiss. Is now the time to mention the job you wanted for your career when you were little?
When I was a little girl, I wanted to be Rudolph when I grew up.
If Joe Torres is Santa and he's putting out applications, maybe you could get your dream job.
I could be Rudolph for you. Interesting. In Astoria yesterday, they were hiring at the crab place a sign waver who dressed in a crab suit. And I really kind of wanted that job too. And I realized that that comes from the same place of the Rudolphing.
Well, Jess, a lovely couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It was a sweet one on Hey Dude's part and a sweet one on our part, because we just got to spend that time together in real life.
Yeah. I love you so much.
I love you too.
And do we say bye for now?
I think we say bye for now. Oh, and next week's episode is, you haven't watched it yet, have you?
Uh-uh.
It's the most.
Oh, this is the one you did with the Whiskeylodeon.
Yeah. So tune in next week. Yeah. We have special guests from Whiskeylodeon, which I was on their show a few weeks back. So check it out. We talked about the pilot episode with those boys, and they're going to be on next week where we're going to talk about Magnum Ernst. This episode is so buck wild. It's like them putting these two episodes next to each other is such a juxtaposition. I can't even describe, Jess. It is so wild. So just buckle your seatbelt. It's the most ridiculous episode yet.
Great. I might go smoke a doobie and watch it now.
do and then text me after. It's so much. Okay. It's great. It's going to be a fun one.
I love you. Bye for now.
I love you. Bye for now.
Good night. Be well, Joe Torres.
Oh, yeah. Be well, Joe Torres. Talk to you on the 25th.
Bye.
Bye.